Nixon stays in. John Mechie in a bunch to the left side. Estrade will operate from the shotgun set. First half from the Houston 46-yard line. Just underway at New England. Stroud takes the snap, looking, pocket collapsing. CJ running forward, now throwing last moment. Rolling catch by Tank Dell at the 35-yard line of New England. They'll mark him at the 34, a big play to Tank.
Just so fast. He made it look like he was going to go to the corner. And then
the Patriots 18-yard line. Crowd revs it up. Dare Ogunbowale in the game in the backfield with CJ in the gun. Three receivers to the wide side right. Here's the snap to Stroud. Here's the rush. CJ looking, firing downfield to his right. Diggs with the catch, and he gets out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. First and goal.
Man, those are, I play those two highlights bumping back because that was, those were both on the first drive of the game. And I think that was, to me, Seth, as we welcome you back in, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. My big question on the first drive of the game is, what's this going to look like? What's it going to look like with Mixon in there? And what's it going to look like without Nico Collins in there? And I think we heard, I think those two plays were kind of emblematic of when this offense was clicking, how they were using Diggs and Dell. Neither of them had big, massive chunk plays in the game,
yeah,
but they were constantly moving the chains in this game. Dell with the big 20-yard catch to flip field position early, and then the catch you heard from Stephon Diggs was actually his second catch on that drive. That got them in the goal-to-go situation. Really nice catch. Made it look easy. CJ and Steph made it look easy on a play that was not easy along the sideline there. And then a couple plays later, Tank Dell scores a touchdown. You go up 7-0. Here was D'Amico Ryans after the game on the game that Tank and Steph had yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't surprising to see Steph and Tank step up and make the plays. I hate to say that they're stepping up, right? It was just they maximize their opportunities. That's who those guys have been. So to say step up is probably an understatement for these guys. They're playmakers as well, and that's what they've been. You know, Tank in his short career has been a playmaker for us, and so we all know what Diggs has done throughout his career of being a top guy. So not surprising at all.
I think the Diggs connection is one that I guess, because if you're hoping for fireworks or you're hoping for deep shots to Stephon Diggs, and maybe you're disappointed. But I think his value underneath, especially if and when Nico Collins comes back, is just so valuable. He has a really good connection with CJ Stroud already after just, you know, minimal amount of time working with each other. Diggs has a real ability to get good separation underneath, whether it's zone or man. And he really is a security blanket in a lot of ways on the scramble drill. And when the play breaks down, where it doesn't feel like they have to get out of timing or rhythm or anything. They've just got, they know what each other's reactions are going to be.
He's so reliable. Like when the ball goes in his direction, if it's in his catch radius, he's catching that thing. And he's tough, man. He's tough.
Yo, you know what the best thing about Diggs is? You can point him out to young receivers in this regard. Coming back to the ball. And I think Trent Green pointed it out on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah.
But he aggressively comes back for the ball and takes a lot of plays that other receivers would have turned into a contested play or wouldn't be able to get run after the catch. Like, Diggs comes back aggressively for the ball and then turns and gets run after the catch. The other thing, too, is just his ball security.
Yes.
When catching it over the middle or in traffic. I mean, he covers it up like he's a tight end. And he's running through with the ball cradled to his chest with both arms.
Did you see on the play, I think it was Drake May's first scramble of the game. I think it was the play that you were talking about earlier where Fatakasi was in the backfield, probably a little early, and he kind of ran right by Drake May, and May ends up scrambling on that play for about 8 yards. Drake May was not going to fumble that football. He had both arms cradled. He was running it like a fullback used to run with the ball through the line back in the mid-70s.
I know what. I think as much as we old men love to grouse about the lack of fundamentals, not like back when we played and we were technically perfect all the time, I feel like today's generation has more understanding of ball security.
They value the turnovers.
You very rarely see a dude of note that carries the ball in one hand
out
to the side, like an Eric Dickerson or something like that. Like, they're very, very secure.
This was extreme fundamentals, though. They always talk about the 3 points of pressure.
Yeah.
Drake May had like 11 points of pressure on that football. He was not letting that thing go.
He was like, man, the rest of these guys suck bad enough. I'm not going to compound
I'm not going to be the reason we lose.
It
would have
been awesome if he'd gotten up in the press conference afterwards and when somebody asked how he felt about his performance, I'm like, did you see those guys blocking for me?
Right.
It's about as good as you could expect, right?
Yeah. Made these receivers look pretty good, didn't I?
Yeah.
33 yards. Got a few people. Two things we've got people weighing in on here that we haven't touched much. Well, one we have not at all. What did you think of the Kendrick Green at fullback scenarios that we had yesterday?
Not so enthused about it. Not so enthused. This is the one part. I gave Slowik acknowledgement for some of the things they did in the run game. I think, man, there's this hunger and appetite to be like, we got to be a team that can just line up and physically mash people.
Yeah.
So one thing I noticed about Kendrick Green is Gerard Mayo had those guys instructed properly. What do you do when a 310-pound guy is barreling at you? You take his knees out and just make it dead in the water. So like, it's not like Kendrick Green was particularly bad as a fullback, but he definitely wasn't effective as a fullback.
Yeah.
I would say that this experiment needs to die in the crib. Okay, just don't explore this any further. The Steelers tried this a few years ago. All right, I went back through and looked real quickly. I think I saw the best was like a 4-yard gain. Every other run was for a -2 or a 0-yard gain or whatever it might be. It just
Okay. Yeah, the Steelers tried to legit move him to fullback full time back in the day. Like,
yeah,
new
that's
number
how
and everything. Yeah,
they gave up on him as a offensive lineman completely and had him play. I don't know. Maybe experiment with it and blow out victories, I suppose. But man, not down on the goal line to Damian Pierce early in the game.
Probably something we'll talk about more tomorrow and throughout the week. We've only got about a minute left here before we hand it off to John and Mark, Texans All Access, Texans Monday. People are excited about getting Denico Autry back this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and Denico, who can do multiple things. He can rush on the edge full-time. He can rush inside. He can he's going to – I think a lot of these QB scrambles that have, you know, factored into the sack total being lower, Denico Autry is a guy who can hoover up a lot of those when the quarterback starts scrambling. He is really impressive in open space for a big man.
Excited to get him back for sure. D'Amico Ryans meets with the media a little later today. You'll have that on Sports Radio 610. We've got coverage of yesterday's big win over the Patriots throughout the day. In the Loop at 10 a.m. The Drive with Sterner and Hughley at 2 p.m. today. Seth, antibodies to you.
Antibodies, and everybody, I'm excited to hear John Harris talk about the run game and some of the tweaks yesterday. I thought they did some really cool things that I'm excited to hear John Harris talk about.
Yeah, me too. So stick around for that. That's coming up.